This is Idaho Matters. I'm Troy Oppie, and today for Gemma Gaudette, happy Friday. Many of the best herding dogs in North America were in our region recently for the National Sheepdog Final. The competitors, all border collies, worked with their handlers to herd some stubborn sheep, as sheep are. Aspen Public Radio's Carolyn Yanis has this report for the Mount West News Bureau.
The dogs and their handlers gathered on a crisp fall morning at the String Ranch. Mountains loomed over the open pasture that serves as the trial course. Their challenge? Ornery range sheep from Colorado's high country and miles of field to run them on. Their handlers use a series of whistled and verbal commands to tell the dogs where to go and what to do. But a lot of the sport starts with instinct, and the border collie's innate desire to work the sheep is on full display here.
They know what to do. It's just building the communication system between the two of you and developing them and correcting the bad little bits, trimming them off, and saying, no, no, doggy, don't do that.
That's Ellen Skillings from California. She's been in this sport, also called dog trialing, and working with animals for nearly 40 years. Skillings says the competition at the Western Colorado Ranch highlights a bond between the handler and the dog that can only be built with dedication and hard work.
And this is a big course with pretty tough sheep, and so the dog's really has to have a lot of stamina to get through it. It requires quite a lot of dog.
The course and the tasks reflect actual farm work with livestock. For example, a good stock dog must be able to herd stock over long distances. That's especially true in the West, where ranges stretch miles and predators like wolves and coyotes are abundant. Or if a sheep is sick, a dog needs to help its handler separate it from the rest of the herd. And of course, any herding dog needs to help get sheep into a pen. Among the competitors here is Bridget Strang, whose family owns and runs the ranch, and her dog, Bill. The pair have competed in trials all over the country, but Bill's main job is helping out on the ranch.
That's kind of how I train them. I teach them a few tools, and then I go out and I do a job.
You might think Bill would have a home field advantage, but he's only 3 years old, and he hasn't worked with these sheep before. For Strang, hosting the national finals is a special experience.
You know, I live for the dog trialing. I would still have dogs and sheep and do the work if I didn't dog trial. But with every job I do, I sort of have my eye on the ball for how that might help me in the trial field.
In the semifinals, Strang and Bill were able to corral all of their sheep into the pen. But they missed a set of panel gates, an opening in a fence which the dog must guide its sheep through. They also had trouble shedding or separating two sheep off from the group.
I mishandled it. I misread that panel, so I missed that panel. And then I made a mistake in the shedding ring.
In the end, their score didn't qualify the duo for the finals. Though Strang felt satisfied with the results because Bill was in his first national finals and has many more years ahead of him. The competition's winners were Scott Glenn and 4-year-old Pip from Alberta, Canada.
Hey, come by. Hi!
Even for a seasoned winner like Glenn, it's breathtaking to watch the dogs work.
It always stuck with me how neat it was the dog knew left and right. That always impressed me because we had cattle dogs, but I mean, it was sick 'em or come back, hopefully.
Glenn brought home tens of thousands of dollars from the prize purse. But the reward for Pip, Bill, and all the other dogs who had been sprinting for miles was to cool down by taking a plunge in big buckets of cool water. Next season, there will also be plenty of newcomers, like Skillings' pup Freyer, who's not yet won. For all of Skillings' experience, she can't say what next season will bring.
It's never the same. You're never done training and thinking about it. The more you do, the more questions you ask. I think it's never boring.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caroline Yanez in Carbondale, Colorado.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.